Hello, everyone. This is Trisha Kayati from the Music Therapy Chronicles, and I am joined by...
This is Kate Shannon from Creative Therapy Umbrella.
And we co-founded the Music Therapy Podcast Collective, which we're going to be telling you all about today. Kate, you want to start us?
Yeah, I'd love to. Trisha and I got together, actually a few different podcasters, to start this idea because we wanted to really understand how we could make podcasts be more sustainable and accessible and to continue providing quality content. And we realized how much information is usually within all of our podcast episodes. As a music therapy community, we have such wonderful information. And so we wanted to see if we could get CMTEs for spending time listening to podcast episodes. So we founded MTPC, which is Music Therapy Podcast Collective. Also, you know, just kind of a joke on MTBC. And what we are calling these CMTE opportunities are pod courses. Trisha, you want to tell us a little bit about what is included in a pod course?
Yeah. So our pod courses are broken down into a listen, learn, and apply section. They come with a workbook where you have three episodes to listen to based on whatever the course topic is. The workbook is filled with self-study resources, and you can take your self-study down whatever avenue really interests you. And the apply section includes a live office hour where we talk about what you're learning and how we're going to apply it to our practice. You can also watch the office hour if you can't attend it live. And the office hour is provided as a podcast episode. So, and I'll say each of our courses is pre-approved by CBMT for 5 continuing education credits. So you can get all 5 credits feasibly without any screen time. You could just listen to podcast episodes and do some self-study, you know, avoid the screens if you want. And I know we're all staring at screens a lot. So here's a cool way to get CMTEs without needing to do that.
Yes, I'm a big multitasker. So like washing dishes or, you know, just doing like things around the house. I love the idea that I can get credits while I'm doing my dishes and while I'm, you know, just like cleaning up and tidying up around the house or doing yard work. So I think that's one of my favorite things too about this is it's a break from staring at the computer, which I do love, you know, doing continuing education with videos and things like that. But sometimes it's nice to have that break too. And potentially too, like you had said, this includes 3 podcast episodes and those episodes are already released. So you've probably done half of the work already to get these credits, which is really cool too.
Yes. Yeah. So we already have 4 pod courses out and available for purchase, but we are launching 3 new pod courses with some amazing other music therapy podcasters. And yes. So all 7 courses will go on sale starting June 1st. Everything will be $20 off. So you could get a whole bunch of pod courses, get lots of CMTEs, listen to lots of different podcasts, hear from different hosts and guests, and get all sorts of goodies for a very good price. So today, we're going to hear from the podcasters behind the courses that will be launching in June, hear about their shows, what they're up to, and the courses they're creating.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome, too, with all of those pod courses going on sale. There are a huge range of topics that are covered in everything from trauma and attachment to personal development being professional development, down to neurodiversity in our work and how we can support more inclusivity. There's so many awesome topics. And these newest 3 pod courses that will be launching in June are just amazing. I think Trisha and I just keep squealing with glee at how awesome the content is, how beautiful the workbooks are. We already know that these podcast hosts are just stellar people. So we're really excited and pumped to have them come on the platform and continue continue those pod courses and just have them kind of reach more people.
Yeah. So we'll remind you at the end of this episode, but you can find all of this at mtpodcastcollective.com and definitely hop on the newsletter there so that you don't miss any future launches, as well as discount codes and other goodies. Find us online on Instagram at mtpodcastcollective, also on Facebook.
Just as a reminder, purchasing a pod course is such a great way to support your favorite podcasters so that they can continue to produce their shows and share their awesome content. Making a podcast, interviewing people, the time and effort that goes into podcasting, there's a lot there. And so supporting your favorite podcasters beyond subscribing and rating and leaving a review, purchasing a pod course is a wonderful way that you can give back to your podcasting community.
Yes. And we're happy to have partnered with these other podcasters so we can continue making pod courses to provide accessible, sustainable, and quality CMTE opportunities to you, the listeners. So thank you for supporting our shows. Thank you for checking out the pod courses and supporting our other contributing podcasters. Let's hear from them now.
Hi everyone, I'm Bonnie Haupt and I am a board certified music therapist in Denver, Colorado. With my practice, Rhythmic Roots Music Services LLC, and my podcast, Navigating Adulthood and IDD. So my podcast, Navigating Adulthood and IDD, was first created when I kind of realized if you went to search online for any kind of resources for adult with IDD and with disabilities for music therapy, they weren't really existent, or at least there weren't very many. And so I wanted my podcast to be a place where we could kind of come together as a community to gather these resources that are out there, because people are working with adults with IDD and people experience their own disability. So to gather resources from both professionals and or disabled voices was a huge part in the creation of my podcast. And in my episodes, I interview guests that are professionals who work with and or identify as disabled. And it's been a blast getting to learn from different perspectives, different professionals, hear from disabled voices themselves and learn from them. And that kind of grew out of my podcast. It became a theme very quickly over time, kind of celebrating neurodiversity, strength-based, client-based, person-centered music therapy, and other practices as well too. So my pod course very much embodies what the podcast has kind of become. In the spirit of celebrating neurodiversity, learning more about neurodiversity and about disability culture, and how does that apply to our music therapy practice with adults with IDD. So the course name is Neurodiversity and Disability Culture in Our Music Therapy Practice with Adults with IDD. And the course dives into what is neurodiversity, why should we study it with our clients, and what is disability culture and why should we study that? Why is that important for our clients? Spoiler alert, they're very important. And there are three amazing guests on these episodes. They're all board certified music therapists, Hannah Gallagher, Anastasia Canfield, and Alyssa Stone in episodes 6, 9, and 14. And in the episodes, you get to listen to awesome discussions that we have about neurodiversity, about person-centered music therapy and goal setting, about disability culture and accessibility and neuroaffirming techniques. There's really something for every music therapist and every professional that works with adults with disabilities or with disabled clients in general that you can take away from this course, which is really exciting. It is a very cultural, ethic-based pod course, so that it really can apply to any music therapist. These are important things to know if you're working with anybody, because at any moment, you could be working with somebody who's neurodiverse. Whether or not they've disclosed that with you, you are going to be working with neurodiverse people. They are all around us, and this pod course really goes into diving about seeing all our clients as the individuals they are with their layers of culture and learning more about listening to disabled voices, both in some of the podcast episodes and greatly in the self-study portion of the pod course. Disabled voices are highlighted and celebrated and encouraged to go deeper into study in this topic. And what I'm really excited about the pod course is I do kind of see my podcast episodes as a starting point for conversations when you're listening to them. And this pod course definitely is kind of the next step of deeper self-study to continue learning more about neurodiversity and disability culture. Now, that's not to say it encompasses everything about disability culture and neurodiversity, and these are very broad topics that cover a range of so many individuals, and as with anything, disability is not a monolith. So while it is the next step of self-study, acknowledging that this is a lifelong journey and process of continuing to reflect on our own biases, which the pod course gives us an opportunity to discuss and dive more into, and to really keep learning about our clients' perspectives and rich cultures, and then also them as individuals within these cultures, and how we can provide the best music therapy and other practice possible to all of our clients who identify as neurodivergent or disabled. So I'm so excited for this pod course to come out. It really feels like I said before, it encompasses so much of what the podcast is. I feel like it's this next progression and the resource building that my podcast has been striving to achieve. And there's so many good resources, so many great conversations in this pod course that I'm so excited to share with everybody and to amplify disabled voices. So stay tuned for when it comes out. There'll be an office hour I'm excited to be a part of as well. So I hope that if the course sounds interesting to you, you check it out and we'll see you at the office hour. And just remember, like I said, we're lifelong learners, and this is definitely another way we can continue to learn and grow together to learn how to provide the best services for our clients.
Hello everyone, my name is Brian Locascio, and I am the creator, producer, and host of Voices of Music Therapy, the podcast, and I want to give a special shout out to our editor, Alec Hen, as well. I am excited to be here today and to tell you a little bit about me, the podcast, and of course, the pod course. So first, a little bit about me. I went to school at the University of Kansas for music therapy and spent my 4 years there participating in research and doing a variety of practicum as well as advanced practicum and things such as premature infants in the NICU and working with adult oncology and really getting the opportunity to observe a lot of amazing and incredible therapists. And I want to give a shout out to some of those amazing professors as well that I was fortunate enough to observe and learn from, which are Dr. Hanson Abermite, Dr. Bill Matney, Dr. Cynthia Colwell, Dr. Abby Dvorak, and one of my practicum supervisors, Dr. Amy Smith. Now, after those 4 years at the University of Kansas, I went ahead and went to my internship, which was at Music Works and Resounding Joy in San Diego. And we served a whole multitude of populations, including those who are in temporary housing. We had the opportunity to work with pediatric medical, adult medical, Parkinson's, memory care for older adults, really the whole gambit. So it was a pleasure to get to work with those individuals and learn from them as well. And then after that, I ended up taking a job out here in San Diego. And currently I work with in-home pediatric care, as well as like hospice and in addition, adult trauma and teen trauma in some capacities throughout my weeks or my months. And I want to talk a little bit about my identity too, so that you all get to know me and kind of have an idea of what this pod course is going to be all about. So a little bit more about me as a person. I'm a white male, I identify as queer, Christian. I'm able-bodied and I'm neurodivergent. Specifically, I have a clinical diagnosis for ADHD, which I really think of as my superpower because it allows me to think differently and allows me to come at interviewing and perspectives in a different way. And every person who has a show has their unique way of interviewing, and those have so much value. And these are just different ways and different aspects of me that help bring value to my show. Now, for the podcast, Voices and Music Therapy, you may be hearing that and be like, oh, I've never heard that before, or I've heard it buzzing around the community. Either way, I'd love to tell you a little bit more about it. If you're already a listener, thank you so much for supporting us, and I hope you continue to do so. Now, Voices of Music Therapy is an interview-based podcast where you sit down with innovators and creators within the field who are really moving our profession forward. One of the biggest aspects of the show is that it's an interview talk show-based conversation. So all of these really in-depth and complex concepts are explained in a way that's approachable and fun and engaging, as well as providing opportunities to get to know the therapist behind the research that they're talking about, because we have different backgrounds, different experiences, and getting to know the individual therapist really helps us to understand their work in a more comprehensive manner. And through these interviews, we have a lot of fun, and we get to learn more about, you know, what is it about this specific area that you've decided to be innovative in that others should know more information about. And so we give you action items to walk away with, as well as give you more questions to ask, and perhaps maybe that'll lead to your own research. So it's all based on these really high level achievers in the field. Some of our guests have been Dr. Blythe Legacy. Some of them have been Dr. Bill Matney. We've had Dr. Eugenia Hernandez-Ruiz, and many more artists. So if you haven't heard any of those episodes, I encourage you to check them out on our Spotify or on our Instagram. You can follow along to see what our new shows are. But that's a little bit about the show and its structure. In addition, it's called Voices of Music Therapy because there's no one voice of music therapy. There's like the governing body, but it's made up of so many diverse cultures and backgrounds and experiences, and that's what the show is all about. It's taking those identities that I hold that have privilege and lending that and giving that to those who have way more experience and expertise than me, and allowing them to use this platform of a podcast to reach others. And for those who don't have access to podcasts, either through a disability or other means, we also provide it on YouTube so that you can read it along with it to closed captions. So that was really important to us to make this podcast equitable. And information is so gatekeeped within higher academia that I really, really wanted to push for releasing that information and getting it to your ear. And that, of course, leads us to our pod course. I am thrilled to talk to you all about our pod course, and it's called Developing Your Inner Music Therapist. And congratulations if you are just entering the field and just got certified, or maybe some of you have been in the field for a few years and are starting to get the swing of things, or maybe even some of you are veterans who have been in the field for several decades. Regardless of your background, this process towards self-discovery, both personally and professionally, is an ongoing process. And by engaging in this course, you are taking those steps towards discovering, strengthening, and embracing your inner person and music therapist and those identities. For the identity portion, we'll focus and reflect on how our intersecting identities influence our lives and affect that our identities may have on our personal bias towards our clients. Within the introspection section, we'll look within ourselves and confront our most profound critic, us, and why do we doubt ourselves, and why do we get anxious, and what's the science behind getting over that. In the innovation section, we will look at how to stay relevant within music therapy, any limitations in our education experiences, and think about how we can be actively innovative.
Hello, everyone. We are Kim and Haley of the Able Voice podcast, and we're so excited to talk with you today about our podcast bundle, Therapeutic Relationships and Inclusive Spaces.
Yes. So Haley and I, like she said, are part of the Able Voice podcast. And here at the Able Voice podcast, we are so passionate about hearing everyone's voices and talking about themes or things that come up within the world of music therapy with other music therapists, student music therapists, other allied healthcare professionals, and coming together to really enhance and advocate for the field. So we're so stoked to be able to be a part of this collaboration and to put this course, Therapeutic Relationships and Inclusive Spaces, out into the world.
Absolutely. I think whether you are a music therapist or an allied health professional, creating a therapeutic relationship is at the core of what we do. Relationships are so fundamental in how we get our outcomes, our positive outcomes with our clients. And so we really wanted to dig into what that means for you, what you can be doing to build upon those relationships that you are creating, and how you can take action to make these spaces more inclusive for everybody that you're serving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this bundle really gets to delve into each of those topics, and we're excited to share some really great episodes from guests that we've had on our podcast. We have three great podcast speakers, people who've shared with us. We have Daria Marmeluk Hazioanu, Sarah Bell, and Diva Paskaukas, and then a little bit from Haley and myself as well.
Yeah. So during this whole course, while you're listening to all of these really interesting podcast guests and their stories, you will explore the impact of our relationships as music therapists within diverse spaces, explore the concept of community, both your created communities and embraced with cultural humility, and explore concepts of environmental consciousness and adaptation of instruments.
Mm-hmm. So the structure of our course basically has three sections. So we have our listen, we have our learn, and we have our apply. So during the listen section, you'll get to listen to all of these episodes that we've just touched on. We'll outline those and where you can find them. And then once you've had a chance to listen, we'll ask you to digest that a little bit deeper. So you'll, in the learn section, you'll get to engage with some reflection prompts that we give to you. And we really hope that you dig in and really explore the content that you're listening to and how it applies to yourself and the way that you have walked through the world and your work. And then finally, in the apply section, possibly the most important section, how do we take what we've learned and put it into action? So we have some different action items for you to do, which you can take and do all of them, or you can take some of them, or you can come up with your own. But really, what we want is for you to take what you've learned and do something.
Yeah. Absolutely. Do something. Mm-hmm. I think over the course of the, you know, past year, this kind of theme has come up about really how are your intentions and your actions aligning with your therapeutic identity, with your community and the way that you are serving the people that you work with, and making spaces more inclusive and equitable for the people that we serve. And so I feel like this is timely. I feel like this is something that will be relevant for, you know, so many years to come. And it's something that every time you look at it, you'll be able to learn something new. Every time you listen to these stories and these conversations, you will learn something new. And so I want everybody to go into this pod course with that mentality, to continue to be a learner and to continue to put all of these concepts into actions to create therapeutic relationships and inclusive spaces.
All right. I hope you are excited as we are to listen and to learn and apply along with all of these, our new podcasters who are hopping on to the MTPC platform. As a reminder, all of our pod courses will be on sale for $20 off on June 1st to celebrate the amazingness of these three new pod courses.
And you can find everything at mtpodcastcollective.com. Again, find the newsletter there so you don't miss out on anything coming up down the road. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, all the good things at mtpodcastcollective. And we hope to hear from you there and see you in some upcoming course office hours.
Yeah. Thanks for being a listener and a supporter.